episode 640, Use Your Gifts.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? Come on in. It is girl chat time. Time to get our coffee drinking on. It is. I hope you have something warm. We're getting a little bit chilly up here. And I'm kind of excited because I can have kind of like my longer lounge pants on and then like my heavier sweatshirts. And it's just so fun because then you can get what? The blanket too on top, and then you can get your favorite book. And then you can cuddle up near the fire. Okay, I don't have the fire going yet, but I am dreaming about it. My mind is already there because I know winter is around the corner. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I'm delighted that you've joined me here for just a few minutes of inspiration. Few minutes for us to share some time together. And for those of you who are brand new, welcome to this incredible family. I'm delighted that you're here. I pray that you're calling this your home because we truly want this to be your home. As you walk through your journey in life, sometimes it doesn't get easier, does it? Actually, I think the older we get, the more experience that we get, the more buttons we get on our, you know, collars and saying, yes, I've accomplished this and I've accomplished that, it actually gets tougher. And being a mom out there, an entrepreneurial woman, I mean, you know what? Yes, we get it all, don't we? Well, today is your day. Today is your day just to really use your gifts. I want to focus on you. Sometimes we are searching to become someone we're not. Use your gifts and be a gift to the world. In my entrepreneurial journey since I was a young child through even now, I mean, I can't believe I really didn't think about what I did as a young child as being an entrepreneur, but I was. I mean, I started my own babysitting business and then worked up, and then I had my own music business. And it was just one thing after another after another. And now I find myself, well, doing something totally different, out coaching and speaking into the world and being able to share my gifts and talents. But one thing that I did and have done and continue to do is I have stayed true to who I am, just as I am. And when I tried to fit myself into someone else's box, you know, trying to fit myself into someone else's rules, trying to fit myself because, well, if she did it this way, then maybe I need to go down that path. And well, if he did it that way and he was successful, I should really think about that. But if you're always trying to fit yourself into someone else's box, not only would I get weirded out, but something seemed wrong. It was just awkward. It wasn't that I was uncomfortable or I couldn't do what they, you know, what they did. I couldn't handle their journey. Oh no, I could go down that route. It was the fact that I was not working in my strengths. Did you hear what I said? I was not working in my strengths. Use your gifts. I think sometimes we're out there trying to create the gifts that we think we need to have. We need to create the experiences that we think we should own. We need to create those strengths that, well, quite frankly, we're just not meant to have them. Why do you think we all have different strengths and gifts? Because your gifts make you. Otherwise, if we all had the same strengths and weaknesses, life would be boring and predictable. And I don't know about you, but I kind of like a little adventure once in a while. Now, yes, it would be nice to have a well-off adventure, knowing that you don't have to worry about finances and you don't have to worry about safety and security, and you know that everything would be taken care of. But that adventure still, we all like adventure. And it would be boring if we all had the same strengths and weaknesses and gifts and talents. We would all be the same. I love you because you are you. Your gifts make life exciting, vibrant, and make life worth living. Use your gifts to lift up those around you. Use your gifts to teach others. Use your gifts to grow your business. Use your gifts to strengthen your family. Use your gifts to serve those in need. Use your gifts to love unconditionally. Use your gifts to inspire others into their greatness. Use your gifts. Stop trying to fit yourself into a box. Stop trying to look online and say, oh my gosh, this is the route that they went. I am so going that way. Stop looking at somebody else's home and say, I want that home. I want them. I want to be like them. It's one thing to have a mentor and look up to someone. It's another thing to try to be them. And that's important that we understand and know the difference. But sometimes I don't think we separate that. And it's important that you use your gifts. Zig Ziglar says this, you are the only person on earth who can use your ability. We all want to have that superpower, right? We want to be that superhero. You have the superpower when you use your gifts. That's your superpower. Because if I was to try to do your gifts, I mean, seriously, I would probably look a bit wacky. Okay, I like art, but quite frankly, I probably can't draw to really save my life. I mean, I can draw a pretty daggum good stick figure, but when it comes to really being like the Mona Lisa, oh no, I would run from the hills. Now, I can probably do a little more general things like landscapes and all of that, but to claim that as my gift, no, run the other direction, because that's not me, even though I have such an appreciation for it. And I would love to have that gift. Now, I've got an imagination, and oh my goodness, I can paint the biggest picture for you. But to draw it and capture it that way, oh no, not for me. That's not my gift. And some of us have other gifts. Some of us have gifts of organization, the Martha Stewart type of organization. Some of us have gifts of musical talent. Some of us have gifts of prophecy. Some of us have gifts of listening. Some of us have gifts of cooking, even parenting. What are your gifts? Stop trying to fit yourself under the constraints of this world. Stop trying to fit yourself into all these little boxes. Do not neglect the gift that is in you. 1 Timothy 4:14. Do not neglect the gift that is in you. Polish your gifts so you can use your gifts to their greatest potential. What you are is God's gift to you. What you become is your gift to God. Are you utilizing your gifts? Join in the conversation. What are your gifts? I want to hear from you. You can send me a private email so nobody else hears and we can just have a conversation, you and I can, or you can come on into our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/The Women of Impact. And the link's also in the show notes. However you want to join in the conversation, I want to hear from you. What do you want to share with the world? And remember, it's up to you to ensure your gift is worthy of the giver. God gave it to you. Are you truly using your gifts? Go out and have a magnanimous day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.